Let's pray together.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we're blessed to be able to come together today, together to worship, together to have you speak to us through your word. Just pray that as each of us come, we have different needs, but I pray that you will touch each of us and those needs exactly where we need to be with your peace and your healing touch and just encouragement that comes from your word, Father. I just pray that that is the way that you would speak to us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we're still in Romans, and we'll be for some time, but we're going to pick up the pace a little bit. You know, I've mentioned before, Romans is a book that is, in many ways, very deep theologically, you know, in the Word, but it's also a book that's very fundamental to our faith, has some very fundamental truths. As we went through chapters 1 and 2 of Romans, we saw where both Jews and Gentiles, which is everybody but the Jews, have gone away from God, have turned to themselves in many ways, and are thus under judgment of God. But in chapter 2, we saw that it's God's kindness that he wants to show us to turn us from that sin, to turn us to repentance.
很高兴我们虽然还是在读罗马书，但是总有一天我们会走出罗马书。在前面几堂里面我曾经给大家一起分享过罗马书的第一章和第二章，他讲到以色列人还有非以色列人的外邦人如何的离弃神，并且转向他们自己，神也有他的审判。
Sorry, Sally.
It's okay.
Two big chunks. Again, there in Romans, we see. Last time we were in chapter 4, last time I spoke to you, we were in chapter 4, and we saw that we're justified by faith.
上一次我跟大家一起分享罗马书的第四章，那里保罗提到我们是因为信靠耶稣而得以称义。
And that being justified means being made right with God, not being under this judgment.
称义的意思就是我们与神的关系能够和好，而不再受到神的审判。
And that justification is B.C. with Abraham, A.D. with all of us. It applies all of us the same way. The only justification comes through faith, not what we do.
在圣经上，在旧约里面，亚伯拉罕也是因为相信神而得称义。在新约里面，我们每一个来到神面前的人也是因着相信他而得到称义。
Now, Paul continues with that thought in chapter 5, but then in the last half, he does really an about-face and takes us back to the beginning in Genesis.
所以在罗马书的第五章的前半部分，保罗也还是在讲关于称义的事情，但是在五章的后半部分，他就带着我们回到了旧约的创世纪，让我们来看一看人的开始。
Sometimes I think in the church among Christians we get stuck in the New Testament. We think that's, you know, that's where all of the good stuff is. But I've heard, as many people will share with others that are not familiar with the Bible, and they share only the New Testament.
很多时候我们基督徒有一个习惯，就是我们很只是把我们的注意力放在新约里面。当然在新约里面有很多很好的真理，但是我们常常跟人分享新约的时候，也只是告诉那些还不认识圣经的朋友们新约是怎么样的，但是却没有太多的花时间在旧约上面。
People will say, where's the rest of the story? Where did this begin?
很多还没有信主的朋友们就会问我们，新约是怎么来的？它起头是在从哪里开始的？
So I think Pastor Gary has wisely decided to go back to the beginning and in Genesis. Mm-hmm. And a couple of weeks ago, he preached on Genesis 2 and 3.
我觉得赵牧师他非常智慧的在这一年的起头带领我们大家重新回到创世纪就圣经的第一本书来看。
There we saw God's commandment to Adam, actually, and his alternative, if he disobeyed that commandment, what would happen, that he would die.
在创世纪一开头的时候，神给了亚当第一条的诫命，那就是园中一切的果子你都可以吃，唯独生命树唯独知识善恶树上的果子你不可以吃，因为吃的日子你必定死。
But as was shared in chapter 3 of Genesis, Satan came in and to Eve in particular and said, oh, no, 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 God won't do that. You won't die. So he had the lie, the first big lie against God.
但是就像我们前面几个礼拜所读到那样，撒旦他非常诡诈的来到了夏娃的面前，告诉他说你就算吃了也不一定死，那是第一个最大的谎言。
So he believed that lie, and then she and Adam both disobeyed, one after the other. And there we have what's called the original sin.
在那个时候亚当跟夏娃他们同时相信了那样一个谎言，他们背逆了神，那也是我们所称为的人类历史上的第一次起初的罪，就是原罪。
So this is what we call the fall of mankind.
这也是我们称之为的人类的堕落。
You heard that word in the last song we sang, the fall, those that are redeemed from the fall or delivered from the fall. And so this is what it's talking about, the fall of mankind.
就像我们刚刚唱的最后一首诗歌里面讲到人的堕落和神的救赎，创世纪那里就讲到的是人的堕落。
Now, as we use the term mankind, I want to make sure we understand. We talked about this some in Sunday school with the young people. There's only one race. That's the race of mankind. So all of this racism that's going on, it's not at all what God had planned. He just has one race, male and female, people of all nations, and it's just one race, but here is the fall of the human race.
今天很多人会说这个世界上有很多的种族，但是从神来看，当他创造人的时候，他创造了男人跟女人，在他看这个世上只有一个种族，那就是人类。
So my hope is, as we go through chapter 5, that we will understand, better understand, why the mess of the world, why that it is the way that it is, and also better understand the glory of Jesus as we contrast two men, two different men.
所以当我们今天来看第五章的时候，可以给大家有一点的亮光，知道今天为什么这个世界是一团糟糕，然后我们也会讲到通过对比两个人来告诉大家耶稣基督的荣耀。
And of course the main thing is, as we look back all the way back to Genesis through this history, is to realize the best is yet to come. Okay, with God.
Amen. 当我们从创世纪一直读到现在，我们会看到神给我们最大的祝福是什么。
Now, possible benefit of that, understanding that is, and that original sin is we're sharing the gospel with others, that it will help us maybe to better explain it to people that know nothing about the Bible.
通过认识什么是人最起初的罪，可以帮助我们，当我们给我们的朋友或家人传福音的时候，我们能够更好的向他们解释。
And that it will also help complement Pastor Gary's teaching further in the Old Testament and give us a good understanding of where that comes from and where it's going to.
今天我们讲这第五章也是可以很好的连接上赵牧师之前跟我们讲的创世纪人所犯的罪。
So before we get into the main text, Let me make a few comments about the first 11 verses of chapter 5 of Romans.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, let's just read together chapter 5, verse 8, which I've asked to be a key verse. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们进入今天的主题之前，我们一起来看罗马书五章八节。他说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Now in these first verses, 6 through 8, God talks about mankind being weak, ungodly, sinners, and even enemies of God.
在五章的前半段，神当他来描述一个人的时候，他说人是软弱的，是不圣洁的，是罪的，甚至是神的仇敌。
There's a story about the Revolutionary War in America, that I believe is true, best I can understand. There was a pastor, Peter Miller, that was a very God-fearing man, biblical pastor, and he had a neighbor that really hated him. And was always giving him a hard time.
在美国国内战争的时候，我这个故事是有一个牧师，他是一个非常敬畏神的人，他的名字叫 Peter Miller。他有一个邻居，常常给他作对，而且是一个不信神的人。
He cursed Peter Miller. He talked against his followers. He just did everything he could to make this man uncomfortable.
他这个邻居呢，常常咒诅他，也常常是会嘲笑打击那些愿意来跟随他的人，给他造成了很多麻烦。
And as it would have it, during this time, he actually was arrested for treason and sentenced to death.
后来他这个邻居被发现原来是通敌叛国，所以他被判了叛国罪，马上要执行死刑。
Peter Miller at this time walked a great distance to meet with George Washington to ask him to pardon this man's life.
后来呢，这个牧师他就走了很长的一段路，他来到了乔治华盛顿的面前，求他可以赦免他的邻居。
So George Washington said, well, I know you're a good pastor, but I don't believe your friend should be pardoned.
乔治华盛顿就对这位牧师说，我知道你是一个很好的牧者，但是我不觉得就应当因此而赦免你的这个朋友。
And Peter said, my friend, he's my worst enemy.
然后这个牧师就说，哦，不不不，他不是我的朋友，他是我最大的一个仇人。
So George Washington reportedly said, well, that makes a difference. I will pardon the man.
乔治华盛顿说，这个就给我从一个新的角度来看这件事情，我愿意赦免你的这一位朋友。
And as Peter Miller went to the place where this man was being executed that day, being hung, the man looked out and saw him and says, oh, here comes Peter Miller. He's come to seek his revenge on me.
在那天早上呢，他的这个邻居马上就要被放到那个绞刑架的断头台上。他看见了这个牧师走过来，他心里面就想，哎，他一定是趁我要上绞刑架之前呢，是要来报仇的。
He thought he was here to see me hang, but was greatly astonished when Peter Miller stepped out of the crowd with the pardon to his execution.
他以为这个牧师是来报仇的，但是却非常的惊讶的发现，原来牧师来是把那个赦免他的命令交给了人。
Peter Miller must have read these verses that we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Jesus not only pardoned his enemies, but he died to pardon his enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about something much greater than this example.
所以我相信那位牧师也一定是因为看到罗马书五章这里的故事，所以他有那样的举止。主耶稣他不仅仅是赦免了我们，而且他也为了要赦免我们死在了十字架上。
I'm going to have Sally will just read. Those of you that have a Bible can read along in 5 verses 12 through 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, these are considered to be some of the most difficult verses in Romans.
Mm-hmm.
Just the language and the way that Paul puts this, but hopefully we'll work through it together.
接下来我们要读的这一段呢，可以说是在罗马书上最难懂的一段话。但是呢，我们现在就先从五章罗马书五章十二节读到二十一节，我们一起来读，然后来讲。五章十二节，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。没有律法以先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象，只是过犯不如恩赐。若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而称义。若因一人的过犯死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯众人都被定罪，照样因一次的义行众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆众人成为罪人，照样因一人的顺从众人也成为义了。律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
I'm not going to cover all 10 of these verses, but I'm mainly going to touch on 3.
Mm-hmm.
And as the not up there anymore. The title, this says, what can come from one man? This is not a question. This is what we're going to look at today. And we're actually going to look at 2 men. One man, Adam, and the second man, the other man, the God-man,
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And now I say the God-man because we know, if we keep with Scripture, that Jesus was fully God, but fully man. Okay, so he had existed before time began, but here on earth, he was fully man. He was one man.
今天我们要来对比两个人，第一个人是亚当，第二个人呢，他是一个神人，他是一个完全的人，他也是完全的神，他就是我们的主耶稣。
And we're going to touch on 3 key points, I hope. One, the curse of mankind. 2, the cure for mankind. And 3, the conquerors among mankind.
今天呢，我们会谈到三个主题。第一个是关于人类的咒诅。第二个呢，是人类的可以说是医治。第三个是人类中的得胜者。
I don't have to make all of these begin with C, the curse, the cure, and the conquerors, but sometimes it does help us remember a little more through a scripture like this where those verses apply. First, the curse of mankind in 5:12. What we see is an example where Paul describes what did come from one man, Adam, and what from this fall. So what came, as verse 12 says, and if you can look back at it, was death.
Mm-hmm.
Death spread to all.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 所以罗马书五章十二节，他在这里提到了人类的咒诅。人类的咒诅是从 哪里来的呢？是因为人犯了罪，罪借着亚当进入了世界，罪就带来了死亡。
Now, as I've said, some people consider this a very difficult text, and it can be. Among the scholars and so forth, they'll debate backwards and forth, but we want to make it as simple as possible.
对于这一节，有很多的圣经学者有相当多的争议，但是今天我们会非常简单的来看这一节。
So I have to tell you that some scholars think that Adam's sin actually is representative for mankind. So it's shared, we all shared in that sin in the beginning, and that was what led to the curse or the fall in Adam.
有一些圣经学者认为，因为亚当犯罪了，所以他代表了人类，所以当他受咒诅的时候，人类也受到了咒诅。
Others believe that it actually means all sinned personally because they were born into a world spiritually dead.
另外一些圣经学者，他们的认为是每一个来到生到这个世界上的人，我们都是犯罪的，因为我们在灵命上、属灵上已经是死亡的。
I think that both we see throughout the Bible, here and throughout the Bible, that there is physical death and there is spiritual death, which is a separation from God that leaves us in this sin nature.
从整本圣经上给我们看到，这个死亡既有人肉身上的死亡，也有人因着远离神，属灵上与神的隔绝。不论是怎样的死亡，它都将人带入了一个犯罪的天性。
Now I want to remind you, this is for all mankind. Adam, all of us come from that man, okay? In the biblical.
从圣经来看，因为我们每一个人都是从人类的祖先一点点的发展出来的，所以亚当犯了罪，我们众人也都犯了罪。
So the Bible would say that our worst problem, our curse, is the connection with Adam's sin and the condemnation that comes from that.
所以从圣经来看，人类最大的问题是因为我们的祖先亚当犯了罪，我们每一个人都与他相连，因此我们也同受因着罪带来的审判。
Now I know many say, and perhaps even some of you, just have a hard time with this idea. We have a certain individualistic idea that we should only be accountable for our own things and that we're not, in fact, connected to Adam.
我相信有很多人，甚至是在我们中间，也会有人觉得我是向我自己负责，亚当犯了的罪跟我没什么关系。
I also think that part of our problem is that we think God has the same tolerance for sin that we do. Okay? But no, God is a completely holy God, and so even one sin is very, very serious.
我们也倾向于有这样的一个感受，就是我们觉得神对于罪的容忍的程度可能跟我们每一个人都一样。但是神是圣洁的，在他而言，他无法容忍罪。
So any way you look at it, Adam's sin affects all human mankind, the human race.
所以圣经上告诉我们，亚当所犯的罪影响今天的每一个人。
Now, David says in Psalm 51:5, we won't turn to it there, but he says, I was born into sin. I was from my mother, I came in to sin. And then in Ephesians 2:3, let's do look at that together. In the New Testament, Ephesians 2:3.
以弗所书二章三节。
And Paul there again is talking to Christians, among whom also we are once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of its mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
在诗篇五十一篇那里，大卫说到，他说他是在罪孽里生的，在他母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。以弗所书二章三节那里，保罗说，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行， 并本为 可怒之子和别人一样。
So what we see here is a solidarity that we all share of sin and death throughout history.
在这里我们看到在这个历史的长河里面，我们每一个人，每一个亚当的子孙，我们都犯了罪。
And frankly, where killing and death have been connected, we're often overwhelmed by the evil.
今天在这个世界上，我们看到了太多的凶杀，都是从这样的邪恶出来的。
Wherever descendants of Adam were or are, there is a need for a cure to the curse of sin and death. And that's something he's been talking about in the first four chapters also.
我们今天每一个人都是亚当的子孙，亚当犯了罪，我们也犯了罪，那如何才能够蒙拯救呢？
So let's talk about the second point, the cure for mankind.That we see in verse 17. We're going to jump down to verse 17 from 12 to 5, 17.
接下来我们要来看，当人类犯了罪，受到了诅咒跟审判的时候，如何才能够得拯救呢？是从罗马书的五章十七节开始。
For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
五章十七节说，若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
So the solidarity of Adam and the curse also makes way for us to seePossible togetherness in the cure for that curse that's through the one man, Jesus.
因着亚当一个人的过犯，死就临到了我们的众人，那更要因着主耶稣一个人，我们就有可能在生命中作王。
I will tell you, many try to look for the cure themselves, to this problem, and without God.
今天在这个世上很多人都有他们离开神，想要自己找一个方法可以拯救自己。
You know, what is this with, and you see on TV, drugs for headaches. This is good. But then they tell you, but this may cause a heart attack. I don't think that's a good solution.
今天很多广告上会有一些广告说，哎，你吃了这个药你头就不疼了，但是呢，你吃了这个药可能对你的心脏有副作用。我不觉得那样的药是一个真正的好药。
Or like a woman that once had a skunk. Everybody know what a skunk is? Skunk? Okay. She had a skunk in her basement. So she calls animal control. Says, how do I get rid of the skunk? Well, this guy knows a lot. So he says, I'll tell you what, just put breadcrumbs.Leading from your basement to outside, the skunk will follow those. So she did that, and she called him back, and she said, well, I did what you said. He said, oh, good, good. How'd it go? Not so good. Now I have two skunks in my basement. So we kind of come up with a cure, and it doesn't work. And of course, this, we're not talking about a headache or a skunk in the basement. We're talking about something much more serious that only God can give us the cure for.
另外一个就是人自己想办法救自己的故事呢，小故事就是有一个女士，她在她的地下室里面有一只黄鼠狼，然后她就打电话问那些可以帮助她的人，说怎么办呢？那人就说，那你就放一些面包屑在你的家里面，从你的地下室一直放到室外，这样这个黄鼠狼就可以一边吃着一边就出去了。隔了一段时间呢，这个女士又打电话回来，那个人说怎么样了，她说现在我家里面有两只黄鼠狼了。这个就告诉我们，人的方法常常很多时候不能够真正的管用。
Okay. So the point that I don't want you to miss here is that Paul is making the point of the great work of Christ for sinners like you and me, brought about by the death of Jesus Christ and brought to eternal life.
所以在这里我想要强调的是借着主耶稣为我们受死他自己为我们带来了这样一个可以今天拯救你我的这样一个真实的医治的方法。
Yeah, here it talks about much more those, okay? So we can say condemnation is appropriate response to sin, but the gift of eternal life is not a fitting response to the many sins of us.
在五章十七节那里说何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的I'm sorry, I missed it.
Which part? Well, just the fact that the normal response for sin or for something wrong is some type of judgment, condemnation. But the normal response for that sin is not to give someone free gift of eternal life.
我们知道在今天这个世界上任何我们做错了一件事情都会有一个惩罚会有一个后果绝对不可能是因为我们做错了事情反而可以得到赦免可以得到永远的生命这是一件非常不可思议的事
So Jesus' work is far superior. Now some religions have this idea that we have a scale here. Okay, and I'm going to put all of my sins on one side and then hopefully I can put enough good on the other side that it'll somehow or another balance out. Okay.
主耶稣为我们所成就的事情是超乎想象的。在很多其他的宗教里面他们用一个天平来做比较就是一面是看一看我有多少罪那么我是否可以做一些好的事情来抵消来补偿我所做的这一些错误的事情呢
But unfortunately, you can never have enough over on this side to balance again all the wrong done and that original sin as well. So, on the other hand, one drop of blood from Jesus and the scale goes like that.
Amen.
So it doesn't just balance, it goes entirely in the opposite direction
Amen.
Of the gift of life.
但是我们永远没有办法可以借着自己行善能够让我们所犯下的错和所有人类从亚当所接受的罪恶能够持平但是今天借着主耶稣一滴的宝血他能够让这个天平能够重新回到一个好的位置上
Okay. You know, some people will ask, and this is asked often, there were studies on it, why do bad things happen to good people?
很多人常常他们会问为什么会有不好的事情临到好人呢
Well, first of all, let's talk about good people. Jesus in Mark 10 says, no one is good but God.
首先让我们来看一看有没有真正这个世上的好人。马可福音那里说到主耶稣说在这世上没有任何人是良善的除了神以外。
And in Psalm 53, it will be repeated later Romans is no one is good. No one is good.
Okay. 在诗篇五十三篇那里也讲到在这世上没有行善的连一个都没有。
So the question should be, why do good things happen to bad people? That's the more surprising question.
那么我们还不如来问为什么会有好的事情临到那些坏的人呢
So what do you need to do to receive death? Just be born. That comes with it.
今天如何才能够得到死亡呢？只需要生在这个世上就可以了。有一天我们自然会死。
But to receive life, you must receive it as God's gift, His free grace. That comes from one man.
Amen. 借着相信主耶稣，我们能够得到从神来的恩典。
The glory of God's grace is the glory of Christ applied to all who are in Him.Whereas our death is applied to all who are in Adam.
Amen.
So we're either in Adam or we're in Christ.
Amen.
One is death, one is life.
Amen. 今天我们这个人可以在两个人的里面，要么是在亚当的里面，我们的结局就是死，要么是在基督的里面，我们的结局就是永远的生命。
Let's talk about this third point, the conquerors among mankind.
我们接下来要讲我的第三点，就是在人里面的得胜者。
And as we look at verse 21, we'll go all the way back to the bottom of chapter 5. So that as in sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. 罗马书五章二十一节那里说，就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
So this grace is shown through Jesus Christ, the conquering King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
这个恩典是借着主耶稣，他是得胜的君王，他是万王之王，能够作王。
Yeah. Now I confess in making this a point about conquerors, sometimes that's a little more from a man's perspective. Men seem to be a little more interested in this idea of conquering.
我不得不承认，很多时候作为一个人，我们常常都是想要得胜，想要取胜。
But we are going to see in Romans when we get into chapter 8 that we are more than conquerors, both men and women, more than conquerors through Jesus.
Amen. 在以后我们会谈到的罗马书八章那里会提到，在这一切的事上，我们不只是会得胜，而且会得胜有余，靠着我们的主耶稣。
And just like Pastor Gary is going back to the beginning in Genesis, let's go to the end in Revelation 3:21.
Amen. 就像赵牧师前几个礼拜都在跟我们谈论创世纪，今天我要带大家一起来看一下圣经的最后一本书《启示录》三章二十一节。
And Jesus said to him who conquers, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. I also conquered.And sat down with my father on his throne.
启示录三章二十一节，主耶稣说：“得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。”
Of course, Jesus has many areas of conquering, but in 2 Timothy, we won't turn there. 2 Timothy 1, it says Jesus conquered death and brought life. So he has conquered death already.
Amen. 我们知道主耶稣他胜过了很多的事情。我要提的一点就是在提摩太后书一章十节那里说，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现，才表明出来了，他已经把死废去。我们主耶稣最大的得胜就是他胜过废除了死亡。
So just to tie a lot of this together in the New Testament, Old Testament, let's do turn together to 1 Corinthians 15.
Amen.让我们来看哥林多前书十五章
Verse 21 and 22 For since by man came death, by man also came the measure, the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
哥林多前书十五章二十一节到二十二节那里说死既是因一个人而来的，死人复活也是因一个人而来。在亚当里，众人都死了；照样在基督里，众人也都要复活。
So there again, what did come from one man? Death. What did come from the other? Resurrection from the dead. A life.
所以在这里，他讲到两个人和他们所带来的结果。亚当所带来的是死亡，基督所带来的是复活。
And let's turn over a little more to that same chapter toward the end in 47 through 49.
我们也一起来看十五章的四十七节到四十九节。
The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven.And was the first man, as was the first man of dust, so also those who are made of dust. And is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And we, as we have been born in the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man.
15章47节到49节，他说头一个人就是亚当，是出于地，乃是属土。第二个人是基督，他是出于天。那属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样；属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
I like to remind people and bring this up because there's a misconception that often gets thrown around that we're all, the whole world is in the image of God.
今天我是想要给大家纠正有一个错误的观点。常常会有人说今天这个世上所有的人都是照着神的形象所创造的。
It says that man was created to be in his image, but that image has been marred. Okay, at this point, the whole world is not in that image. But we will bear that image of Jesus, which is the image we were intended to have when we have him in our life.
不错，当我们人最初被创造的时候，我们是照着神的形象所创造的。但是今天，每一个活在这世上的人都已经堕落了，唯有借着主耶稣，主耶稣他有神的形象，他才能够真正带着我们恢复神起初创造我们的心意。
Yeah, and so there earlier it talked about all of those, all men, and then it says all of those, and those being those who are justified by faith, as we've talked about in Romans 4, will reign in life in his glory.
罗马书四章五章这里都提到，凡是相信主耶稣基督的，有一天他也会带着我们在生命里作王。
Unfortunately, that's not all of mankind on that side.
非常不幸的是，并不是每一个人他们都选择相信主耶稣。
And that's why I made the point conquerors among mankind.
这也是为什么我的第三个点是在人里面的某一些的得胜者。
Much more than the death is the life that we get from Jesus and the grace that comes about it. And I haven't gone through all these verses, but verse 20, it talks about how that grace is much greater than the sin and abounds.
Amen. 我还没有谈到五章二十一节，他这里讲到神的恩典会他有多么大的意义，能够叫我们因着主耶稣基督得永生。
You'll also see the mentioning of the law in those verses that I haven't said much about. There's going to be a lot more of that Paul will have for us as we go through Romans.
Amen. 我这里也没有太多的时间来讲五章二十节提到的律法，接下来在罗马书其他的章节里面会很多次的提到律法。
I think what is clear here in verse 20 is it did nothing to cure the curse. It only makes it the sin more obvious.
Amen. 快快地讲一下五章二十节，律法它真正的功能不是为了拯救我们，它是为了叫我们看见我们是一个犯罪的人。
So I would say to you here, if you're thinking about this today and trying to follow along, and you don't understand, you don't have to understand at all to benefit from it.
今天每一个坐在下面的人我想要跟你们说的是，可能我们讲罗马书的这一段你不一定很明白，但是你不需要明白所有的事情才可以相信。
And you can also ask God, give me more understanding about your word, God, about this sin and about the eternal life that you have.
同时你也可以向神祷告，你可以告诉神说，神啊，你给我在你的话上有更多的悟性，让我能够认识你那永远的生命。
It's kind of ironic that this idea of original sin is so hard for many to accept, but it does help explain the universality of evil, why we see so much evil in the world.
今天要告诉人说你是一个有罪的人，你犯了罪是一件很难的事情，但是也确实是因为人起初的犯罪，我们今天 看到在这个世界上有如此多的邪恶。
So I would say to some, before judging the method, God's method of condemnation, take a look to see the glory of God's method of justification, of curing that.
所以我希望大家不仅仅是看到因为人犯罪神给人的审判，要更多的看到在审判之后神为人预备的救恩。
And just a little preview of what's coming in chapter 9 of Romans 22 and 23.What if God, wanting to show His wrath and to make His power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy which He had prepared beforehand for glory?
最后来总结，带入我们以后要讲的罗马书的第九章二十二节到二十三节。那里说，倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐宽容那可怒预备遭毁灭的器皿，又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那些蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。
So I think God's comparison there, what can come from one manand what can come from the other man, is to show us the amazing glory, the riches of His glory in His Son Jesus.
Amen. 所以今天神在罗马书第五章，他用两个人给我们做了一个比较，叫我们看见在亚当里面人的结局和审判，也给我们看见借着主耶稣他给我们带来的丰盛的恩典。
So I hope you will stay alert.As Pastor Gary continues in Genesis and so forth, and that this will maybe help us see the continuing story as he leads us through that time.
所以下个礼拜赵牧师在带着我们回来读创世纪的时候，我希望你们有一颗寻求的心，来看一看神到底如何拯救我们。
I also hope that it helps you to better see and better discuss. The riches of God's glory and Jesus when this type of topic comes up with others. Okay.
我也希望你能够在五章里面看到神在人的堕落当中还预备了丰盛的恩典和怜悯。
So let's tell others, you have a choice. You can believe what the world says is truth, or you can believe what God says is truth. And I would say that that's the greatest decision that you can make is to believe what God says is truth, not the world.
Amen. 所以我们可以告诉人，其实你是可以选择的。你可以选择相信世界上的人告诉你，你可以为所欲为，或者是说，我们选择来相信神所告诉我们的，因着亚当，我们众人都犯了罪，但是借着主耶稣基督，我们不只是有拯救，有救恩，我们还可以得到永远的生命。
And I hope that to conclude that all of this talk about sin and death, as unpleasant it is, that we can close with the one key word that you can take home, and that's in 5:8, that is we had for our main verse, and that is the love that God showed for us, that while we were in this state, while all of us have been in this state, He died, He sent Jesus to die for our sins.
Amen. 我想要用一个字来结束我今天的信息，那就是神的爱。在罗马书五章八节那里说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So this cure for sin and the conquering reign in life will come as we receive His love and forgiveness.
Amen. 当我们愿意接受主耶稣，接受他的赦免，相信他的时候，神的爱会临到我们。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, thank you that you haven't just left us alone and wondering how this became this way, how mankind got so far off track, how things can be so evil at times. But you've given us.Your word, and although we may not completely understand, we clearly see how rich is your glory, how kind is your love that leads us to repentance, and that offers us that free gift of eternal life with you. I just pray that we won't just keep that to ourselves, but that we'll share it with others, friends, family, and even those that that need it most, that we may think of as our enemies, that there is salvation for them as well.
Amen.
We just give you thanks that you're such a loving, great, glorious God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.